ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 Chapter 2, text 9 and 10. Because there's no purport on 9, we'll read 9 and 10. Shishya ime bhagavata paridapadanti gayanti sama sarahasayam majashramisam yusma chakita vilulita sumano bhavirshiti सर्वे भजन्ति ऋषिगण इव वेदसकः। द ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ द नाइन्थ वर्स। सीइंग द बम्बल बीज फॉलोइंग पूर्वचिति, महाराज अग्नींद्र सेड, माय डियर लॉर्ड, द बम्बल बीज सराउंडिंग योर बॉडी आर लाइक डिसाइपल्स सराउंडिंग योर वर्शिपेबल सेल्फ। दे आर incessantly chanting the mantras of the Samaveda and the Upanishads, thus offering prayers to you. Just as great sages resort to the branches of Vedic literature, the bumblebees are enjoying the showers of flowers falling from your hair. Text number 10. Vacham param charana. पंजरतीतिनाम ब्रह्मानारूपमुक्तारं श्रीन्वमां तुभ्यं लोभागदंबरुचिरंगवातांगबिंबे यस्यां नलदपरिताक्वाच वालकालं ते। द मीनिंग ऑफ दैट वर्स इज, ओ ब्राह्मण, आई कैन सिंपली हियर the tingling of your ankle bells. Within those bells, titiri birds seem to be crippling among themselves. Although I do not see their forms, I can hear how they are chirping. When I took at your beautiful circular hips, I see that they are the lovely color of kadamba flowers, and your waist is encircled by a belt of burning cinders. Indeed, you seem to have forgotten to dress yourself. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. With lusty desires to see Purvachitti, Agnindra especially gazed upon the girl's attractive hips and waist. When a man looks upon a woman with such a lusty desire, he is captivated by her face, her breast, and her waist. For a woman first attracts a man to fulfill his sexual desires by the beautiful features of her face, by the beautiful slope of her body, and also by her waist. Purvachitta was dressed in a fine yellow silk, and therefore her hips looks like a kadamba flowers. Because of her belt, her waist seemed to be encircled by a burning cinders. She was fully dressed, but Agnindra had become so lusty that he asked, "Why have you come naked?" Om Ajnanam Nirandasya Gnananjana Shalakshaya चक्षुर्निर्मितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे। सो दिस पार्ट ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम teaches a different character from which we can learn something what we can avoid. Bhagavatam gives two things, right? Something you can adopt, something we don't have to adopt. Okay? Something we can reject in your life. So these slokas are a training which we don't have to do meditation. Okay? So Agnidra was doing a wrong meditation. That meditation resulted to the coming generation until the Rishabdev and Jadbharat came. It was wrong generations, and they were not capable in material way or in spiritual way for ruling the country and ruling the universe. So Agnidra originally asked Brahma to give a son. So Brahma was helping for the son, and his desire was to go to Pitraloka. And Brahma, when he helps somebody, he also have a desire to help to maintain his job. So his job was, what was his job, Brahma's job? To maintain the whole creation. So he doesn't want to have any wrong progeny. So he sent, according to his duty, to fulfill his desire, sending a man, Apsara. But Agnidra took it in more wrong meditation way. So that result we can see here in this loka. So for a woman, the Vedic scripture says, Vedanta Sutra says, Srinam Bhushanam Lajja. Lajja means not the real shame, to build up her chastity. That is the shame of a woman. A woman is adorable when she has a chastity within herself. So that is the part of the woman. And what is the part of the man? The man also has a responsibility. According to Vedas, it says, Alpaharam Jirnavastram Edat Vidyarthi Lakshanam. We all start looking for our partner, what age? Like when we are college student, right? We all know that, right? So that's the time you are supposed to dress dirty way. But now in Kali Yuga, it's the other way. We need Tommy Hilfiger and Nike shoes and all kind of new decorative way we decorate. That decoration is not the real adoration for a youth. Shastra says Alpaharam. Rupa Goswami says in Upadesha Amrit, the stomach, whatever we put, that reacts to all your senses. So, the alpaharam means only you need food to maintain your much extra opulent food. That makes you more desire for unwanted enjoyment for your senses. So, the man has a job to control the senses and meditate properly. And the woman has a job to keep that chastity so the fire and butter doesn't get together and melt. So Shastra has given the direction for a human civilization. In the 7th canto, there is a nice verse by Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, the Purvachiti was given, sent by Apsara to start a grihastha life and help Agnidra. But the grihastha life has certain directions given by the scriptures also. That we have to follow. Then there is no problem. We have good examples of females also in Bhagavatam. Like Akuti, Prasuti, Diti, Devahuti, Kunti, Sita Mata, and Mirabai, even until our old grandmas, right? They all were chaste. They had a certain following of the scriptural duties. Early morning they get up, they worship Lord, they meditate on the Lord's, meditation. And throughout the day they meditate how we can please Lord Krishna. They didn't have any other aspiration in their life. So by that we can see there is an example we can follow from the good female authority also. Now, we can see when Haridas Thakur was meditating the holy name and he was outside the village chanting his holy name, and the Nawab wanted to destroy him and send a wrong character woman to destroy his meditation and the chanting of the holy name. But what Haridas Thakur did, he was not worried about himself, he was worried about that woman's future. How can I send her back to home, back to Godhead? So he had meditation, how can I save that woman? But here we see Agnidra didn't have a meditation, how can I save the woman? No, he had a desire himself to enjoy the woman. So there is a difference. You got the point? So if we are in Kali Yuga, if we follow the footsteps of Haridas Thakur, that we have only one purpose, to save the partner and save myself. So the previous speaker was saying, okay, we will stop calling husband, wife, we will call ourselves mother and father. That's good. One point is good. That's one step. But there is one more step behind that, little above, more elevated stage. We think, she's not my partner, she's a servant of Krishna. I want to engage her and myself in the service of Krishna. Voktaram yagna tapasya sarva logam maheshwaram. Because there's only one enjoyer, how can I be the enjoyer as a partner? Then the whole problem solved. But that's very higher understanding. So the Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 15th chapter, verse number 74 says, it's an instruction by Narada for the civilized human society. Dharmaste grahamedyo varnita paba nashana grahasto yena padavim ajnasya nya sina iyat. Actually, in that canto, 7th canto, right after the Narasingha Deva's appearance, Narad Muni gives the instruction for human society. He gives all instruction for the four classes of men and four spiritual classes of men and for the perfect person and for a family life. All the instruction Narad Muni gave in that real, you know, 7th chapter. And in the purport also, Prabhupada gives very good instruction. If you read, you'll get the whole picture how you can remain as a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. All instructions are there. That's enough. So, here the meaning of this loka, the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord is so powerful that by this chanting even householder, grihasthas can very easily gain the said result achieved by the person in the renounced order. Maharaj Yudhishthir was asking this question to Narad Muni, and Narad Muni explains the process of religion. So it doesn't matter in which ashram you are, how you are meditating yourself to your benefit. So this is a confirmation of the Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada's purport for this loka. Anyone who takes part in this movement, regardless of what he is, can gain the topmost result achieved by a perfect sannyasi, namely Brahma Jnana, spiritual knowledge. Even more important, he can advance in devotional service. Maharaj Yudhishthir thought that because he was a grihastha, there was no hope of his being liberated. And therefore he asked Narad Muni how he could get out of material entanglement. But Narad Muni, citing a practical example from his own life, established that by associating with devotees and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare. And man in any condition of life can achieve the highest perfection without a doubt. There's a nice story in Ramayana. Narad Muni was going to check who is the most egoistic person. So he went to Brahma and asked Brahma, who is the egoistic person? So Brahmaji said, I am the author of all Vedas. I am coming from the navel of Krishna. And because of my Vedas, you know, all the universe has knowledge. And he went to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said, I have one kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsya, ahankara, everything. Because when the apsara came to me, I burned the apsara. I didn't touch her. See, I win kama. Right? Krodha means I have no anger. Because, see, my wife is always with me, we never fight. Parvati is with me, you know. So he gave all practical example and explained that I am the most super person. So then Narad Muni said, if you are that kind of super person, maybe you should get the seat of Lord Vishnu. So Narad Muni wants to make fight among Lord Vishnu and Shiva to see some good thing comes out of that. Okay, he has a reason behind the fight. Okay. So he told, yeah, maybe, Lord Shiva said, maybe I should try. So Lord Shiva goes to Lord Vishnu. No, he goes first to Lord Brahma and asks, you know, you appoint everybody to different seats, but you never gave me the seat of Lord Vishnu. So Lord Brahma said, because I'm qualified. See, I win all the good qualities. I am qualified to be Lord Vishnu. So Lord Brahma said, it's not in my hand. You have to go to Vishnu to get Lord Vishnu's seat. So he went to Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva went to Lord Vishnu and asked, Prabhu, you are in this seat, but I also want to get this seat because I have same quality like you. I have been all the bad qualities in my life and this are the proof. So Lord Vishnu, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can see, foresee, not only 1 year, 2 year, yugas and yugas, you know, kalpas, he can see what is going to happen. So he had a reason for making that pastimes also. So Lord Vishnu said, okay, I can give you, but you have to go through a test. So what is the test? Lord Shiva asked Vishnu. Lord Vishnu said, you just walk outside, you will see the test, no problem. So from Vaikuntha Loka, he was coming down and he was controlled by the Yoga Maya and he's walking into a city. It's a newly built city and the name of the city is called Srinivasapuram. And the king of the city itself is Lord Vishnu, comes as, you know, king, and his name is Srinivas. And the daughter of the king's wedding is going on in the town. So you know what happens when the king's daughter wedding happens. The old town is decorated. A lot of music's going on. A lot of colors throwing. So Lord Shiva was passing through that area. And he saw, what is this big decoration in this city? So the city people told, tomorrow is the wedding of the daughter of the king. Oh, really? So he himself had a desires. Oh, in that Swayamvaram, I should go. So Lord Shiva went back to Lord Vishnu. I'm not that beautiful. I have one more request. Can you make me more beautiful person? Because I want to go to that Swayamvar. So Lord Shiva, being humbly asking Lord Vishnu, Vishnu is more compassionate, and he have another plan to fulfill his pastimes. So he said, okay, tathastu, I give a nice form. But he doesn't have a mirror to look what form he got. Okay? Lord Vishnu actually gave a form of monkey instead of his old Rudra form. Then he walked back to the city and the Swayamvar was going on. He goes and sits in the front row. Sri Sri Gonditai ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki. So in the front row, Lord Shiva is looking. See, I'm the most beautiful, blessed by Lord Vishnu. This woman is going to come and put the hair in front of me. The garland, I will get the garland and I will marry her. And my life is successful. So Lord Shiva was mesmerized by Vishnu's pastimes. And that's the Yogamaya working on Lord Shiva. So Lord Vishnu also came in the Swayamvar, sitting behind him. So Lord Shiva is sitting on the front row and looking Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu was laughing. So why are you laughing at me? So Lord Vishnu didn't tell anything. And meanwhile, the girl came and put the garland on Lord Vishnu, and they both went away. So he told, this guy is a cheater, you know, Lord Vishnu. From the childhood, he's stealing butter and he's doing all this, you know, making fight in the Mahabharata. He has a lot of, you know, this kind of fighting habit. So I cannot trust him. Let me go. So he went outside the city and in the lake, he looked at his face. So he saw his form. It was like a monkey. Oh my God, he cheated me again. Okay, he cheated Draupadi. You know, he never helped anybody. He didn't help me also. So meanwhile, Vishnu was coming in the Garuda along with the same girl. She got Swayamvar married and stopped in the lake and said, hey, come here, come here, come here. I'm so mad at you. Okay, and he started abusing Lord Vishnu. You cheated me. That is your nature. Eh? You can never do anything straightforward. You always do crooked way. Then he cursed Lord Vishnu. Okay, this monkey form will help you in your next incarnation. So that monkey became the Hanuman next incarnation. So there is a reason for Lord Vishnu's, Lord Shiva's, Lord Brahma's pastimes. So here the meditator, Lord Shiva was, because Lord Shiva is very close to Lord Vishnu and he is also in pure tattva. Their pastimes are more useful in the next yugas. So Lord Ram had a lot of help from Lord Hanuman. So he had that blessings. Even though that monkey form was a blessing for him, he got the blessings from Lord Vishnu. But it's not like that in the material world. The desire for opposite partner can help you if it is connected to the meditation of Lord Vishnu. Gaur Govind Maharaj saying in one of the nice verses, do not see them as the object of your sense gratification. They are supposed to enjoy it by Krishna. Your partner are supposed to be enjoyed. You are not supposed to enjoy. They are supposed to be enjoyed by Krishna because Krishna is the proprietor of that partner. Even the husband for wife, and the wife for the husband. Then there is no question of falling down into a degraded life. Srila Prabhupada knew this thing in Kali Yuga. It will happen. So Srila Prabhupada used to personally sit, even though he was a sannyasi, he used to sit personally, do fire sacrifice and make his disciple marry so that they will stick with one woman. He knew. Otherwise they will be fooling around with several women. Because that is the way the Kali Yuga is created, to degrade yourself, to get attracted with the opposite partner and do a wrong meditation. The meditation of Agnidra here was totally a wrong meditation that resulted him to get wrong 9 children. And they were not able to manage all Navadvips, 9 islands he created. So Srila Prabhupada, once he was lecturing in the Boston University in the summer of 1969, and Srila Prabhupada introduces a meditation system renowned for its extraordinary power and the fact that it can be easily practiced almost anywhere at any time. Any time means Kali Yuga. If you take up this simple process, he says, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. you are immediately elevated to the transcendental platform. Srila Prabhupada adds, no other meditation is possible while you are walking on a street. You know what we meditate when we walk on a street? When the car will come and hit you, right? You have only one meditation. When you cross a superhighway, that is the meditation we need. In material world, when somebody is going to hit you, when you we should have a meditation on the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu that can save that accident of the car coming and hitting you. So Prabhupada was very good acharya for Kali Yuga. He gave the very simple solution for us. My dear boys and girls, Prabhupada addressing in the university, my dear boys and girls, as his own daughter and son, I thank you very much for attending this meeting. We are spreading this Krishna consciousness movement because there is a great need of this consciousness throughout the world. And this process is very easy. That is the advantage. This process was not available for Agnidra. Right? Because Kali Yuga, only after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, we got the holy name very easy way. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Agnidra didn't have a chance to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was in different yuga. Kali Yuga, we have this benefit. Even though Kali Yuga is bad, but it is adjusted with the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Mukunda Mala, Kulashekar Alvar is saying, Acharya Veda Di Manushya Loge Sudam Pradityajya Visham Pribande Namami Narayana Gocharani Taktanya Vacha Kuha Prahanti. The greatest wonder in human society is this. People are so incorrigible that they reject the life-giving nectar of Lord Krishna's names and instead drinking poison by speaking everything else. So once we take shelter of the holy name of the Lord, we can avoid the poison attacking you. In Mahabharata, Vanaparva, there is a sloka. Ahanya ahani bhutani gachandi yamalayam seshanstavaram ichandi kim ascharyam athapranam. This is the discussion between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Yamaraj. Day after day, countless living entities in this world go to the kingdom of the death. Still, those who remain aspire for a permission here. We think we have a permanent situation here. We get a partner, we have children, we have this property, that money, this balance. But nothing is permanent. Very clearly, Yamaraj himself is saying to Yudhishthira Maharaj. In Bhagavad Gita, we have seen very nice words. Yoginam avi sarvesham madgadandatra atmana sraddhavan bhajade yomam same yukta tamomata. This is the direct opinion of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna says, a yogi is greater than an ascetic, greater than empiric, and greater than the fruity worker. Therefore, O Arjuna, in all circumstances, be a yogi. And of all yogis, the one who with great faith always abide in me, thinks of me within himself and render transcendental loving service to me, he is most intimately united with me in yoga. That is our process. It's not just we came to temple, we got initiation, but how much closely we are meditating Krishna. We check, we have a caliber, how much close we are to Krishna. That is important. Bhagavatam, 10th canto, there is a nice verse. Yene yaravindaksha vimuktamanas tava astabhava davishuddha buddhaya arya krishrena param padam tatha patandi bhado nirdatta yusmat agniha. O lotus-eyed Lord Vishnu, although known devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from their position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet. So our ultimate goal, ultimate result of achieving the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu is important. If we can meditate the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna, lotus feet of Lord Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar and Gonitai, whenever we have darshan, we should pray humbly to our Guru and Krishna, please, how can I meditate 24 hours the lotus feet? That meditation can take away all the accidents happens in our life. There is a nice story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Acharya was very close associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had a lot of pastimes in Jagannath Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabha Bhattacharya had discussion about Atma Ramasya Munaya verse. So first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to hear from Sarvabha Bhattacharya that you explained the meaning of Atma Ramasya. Then Sarvabha Bhattacharya explained in 9 different form with nice logic and nice grammar. Because he was a scholar and he is also known as Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. So Bhattacharya, Sarvabha Bhattacharya, he had academic education, but there is no explanation beside the academic explanation which he knows. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you have done very good job, I appreciate, but there is one more explanation besides this academic and your logic explanation. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu start explaining to Sarvabha Bhattacharya 12 different form of grammatical explanation. Atma Rama, 1. Cha, 2nd. Munaya, 3rd. Nirganda, the 4th one. And 5th, Api. Urukrame, 6th, 7th, Kurvanti, Ahaitukim, 8th, 9th, Bhaktim, 10th, Idham Buddha, Guna, and 12th is Hari. So, the qualities of the Lord Hari, how you can explain, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told very nicely in Sanatana Goswami also in the another discussion. But here, very simple, 12 different grammatical explanation Mahaprabhu analyzes. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Sarvabha Bhattacharya what is the difference between the transcendental qualities Krishna possesses. The personality of God is full of innumerable potencies. No one can estimate how many transcendental qualities he possesses. His qualities are always inconceivable. And all process of self-realization inquire in a general way into the potencies and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the devotees of the Lord immediately accept the inconceivable position of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya explained that even great liberated souls like the Kumaras and Sukadeva Goswamis were also attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord. So this explanation when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, Sarvabha Bhattacharya surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he fell down on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and started praying, glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he wrote 100 verses of glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then until today I was thinking, you are a ordinary human. You are not ordinary human. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I committed a great offense on you. And please forgive me. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had compassion to him. And thus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed him the Shatbhuja form. Everybody has seen the picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shatbhuja form? That only to one person Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed, that was Sarvabha Bhattacharya. Then Sarvabha Bhattacharya repeatedly asked for forgiveness. I didn't know you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please forgive me. I am a person like a hard-hard iron bar inside me, and you melted that iron bar. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him more mercy and more mercy that you chant holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Hare. Then he was keep chanting holy name. That, you know, giving of holy name by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sarvam Bhattacharya changed the whole thing. The next day morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri temple, had Mangalarti. Then the pujaris gave prasadam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and a garland of the deity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't use that for himself. He took that to the house of Sarvam Bhattacharya. So he went to the house early morning and knocked the door. So inside the door, he can see, he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw, this man is changed now. It's because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly delivered him. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him the garland and prasadam from Lord Jagannath. Then they sit down. And Gopinath Acharya was the brother-in-law of Sarvam Bhattacharya. And Gopinath Acharya was very happy to see that this person from very low-class family, who doesn't have any realization of Lord Krishna, transformed. Mahaprabhu transformed him to a very advanced devotee, always chanting holy name. So this is the duty of a devotee, to convert a person from an ordinary person to a devotee. That is our job. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says at the end to Gopinath that you should do the same thing, convert everybody. The missionary goal of a devotee is to convert simply one person into a pure devotee. Even a one person in your life you can convert by staying in Krishna Balaram temple. Your mission is successful using Krishna Balaram temple. We need to work on that. Srila Prabhupada has a big goal to make this Krishna Balaram Mandir in holy place, Vrindavan Dham. Has a lot of potency. So many visitors come. We don't talk to them. We have our own pure devotee. I am the big devotee. They are not touchable. No, talk to them. Give them Krishna. Give them holy name. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, after sitting down with him in the room and along with his brother-in-law, gave an example from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yesham sa yesha bhagavan dayate ananda sarvatma manashrita pado yati nirvikalikam te dustaram madi harandichadeya mayam naisham mamaham. Whoever takes complete shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord is favored by the Supreme Lord. When you take a shelter of Supreme Lord, there will be some mercy to you, who is known to be unlimited. Such a person also receives permission to cross the ocean of the nascence. However, one who is under the misconception that his material body is himself cannot receive the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Formula. This slok Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted for us, not for Sarvam Bhattacharya. Okay? We need this sloka. Every day, every minute, every moment. Today is one other auspicious day, the disappearance day of Sri Lochan Das Thakur. So we'll stop the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam and start glorifying the devotee, Bhagavatam, Granda Bhagavatam and Bhakta Bhagavatam, right? In South India, there is a book written by one of the Alwar Acharya. It's called Bhaktamala. So the devotee has glorified 199 devotees and the 200 is Lord Vishnu itself. Because we know Aham Bhakta, Krishna himself is very close to devotees. He doesn't like to be alone. Krishna wants to be alone with the devotees. Krishna's association with devotees are more important. You can see from his childhood until his Dwarka Leela. He was always, you know, Narada Muni visit Dwarka, right? All he likes. So Krishna himself, this devotee considered as the 200th person, as a Krishna is devotee. So if you read 199 glorification of that pure devotees, you will see automatically Krishna. There is one other book also in South India. It's called 108 Divya Desham. All the Lord Vishnu's temple established in South India by Alwars. So the 107 temple is mentioned. The 108 temple is not there. It says it's Vaikuntha Lok. If you visit the 107 temple, automatically you'll go to Vaikuntha Lok. So you have to go and see Vaikuntha Lok, the 108 temple. But the book says 108 temple. Okay? So that is the quality and glorification of a devotee. A bhakta is always glorified. And we cannot see the intimate relation a devotee has with Lord Krishna. Here, this devotee, Lochandas Thakur, was a great Vaishnava and great associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he appeared in this world in 1520. That was 34 years after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lochandas Thakur took birth in a Vaidya family. Vaidya means doctor family. In a village called Kogram within Mahakumar Katna district of Badram. His guru was Narahari Sarkar Thakur and his father was Kamala Akara. Kamala means lotus flower. Akara means the form. Right? So his father was lotus form. And her mother's name is Sadananda. Sada means always. Ananda means blissful. So that is the mother and father. He was the only one son to the parents. And he was raised in his maternal grandfather's house. And when he was very little boy, he had attraction to Gauranga and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela. And he was very fortunate to meet the devotees like Murari Gupta, Govinda Bhakta, so many devotees, associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was married in very young age. So from his youth, after the marriage, he was not associating with his wife because that is the system in old days. And he was always very disinterested in material life. And he was surrounded by the family and friends who were all devotees in the society. So when the time came to get united with his wife, he was afraid that he may not accept our daughter as wife, because he's after marriage he was always associating with the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates and he's always interested in kirtan, writing songs like that. So they went to Narahari Sarkar Thakur, his guru, and complained that he is not coming home to accept the girl. So Guru Narahari Thakur told, please go and accept your wife from your in-law's house. So he went from Nadia to the village. So he forgot the house. So in that town, that's a small town, it was not like New York or New Delhi or Bombay. So there's only a few people, right? So one lady, you know this lady, is, you know, the wife's name, said, so yes, I know, that's me. So he was asking wrongly to the same person as Ma, mother, right? So wife, you never call wife as mother. So from that day onwards until the death, he was calling the wife as mother only. And they had that kind of relation. She was a very pure devotee. So he has written one very nice book called Chaitanya Mangal. This is a very small book, but very intense pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inside in four different cantos. And this book was composed by the diary of Sri Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta was very close associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Murari Gupta told this to one other person, and that person told to Lochan Das Thakur. So 1537, his guru, Narahari Thakur, told him, you should write a book about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went and sat a slab, metal slab, or maybe a slab of stone, under one tree, and he wrote on a bark tree this book called Chaitanya Mangal. It is written in a Bengali song form, but later on they transferred into different language from Bengali. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur first translated into Bengali original language from the song form. Then I think Mahanidhi Swami translated into English form. So Vrindavan Das Thakur already written a book called Chaitanya Bhagavat. But originally he gave the name Chaitanya Mangal. So there was a controversy in Vrindavan that Lochan Das Thakur also wrote the Chaitanya Leela. Vrindavan Das Thakur also wrote the Chaitanya Leela. And they are going to give the same name. So let's do some arrangement. So Jiva Goswami and Kashishwara Pandit and Pandit Haridas, all the big Pandits, they gathered in Vrindavan. And they discussed. So they discussed that the Lochan Das book has Rasatmiga Leela. Rasa means the taste, the nectar of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rasatmiga Leela, which is in a poetic expression which surpasses the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is in Varnatmiga Leela. Varna means explanation, Varnam. Varnatmiga. So it doesn't have much rasa, but it has an explanation. So let's give, and Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur is also known as the Vyasadev in Chaitanya Leela. So we gave Chaitanya Bhagavat to the book of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and Chaitanya Mangal to the Lochan Das Thakur proper. They compromised in that way. So Chaitanya Mangal, he wrote, but he offered that to his guru, Narahari Das Thakur, to serve and worship him with my very life. That is the only one goal Lochan Das Thakur had, to serve his guru. So he wrote, offered this book to his guru. And in this book, there's a lot of nice Leela you can read later on. We are getting very close to 9 o'clock. I don't want to delay more. We can stop here and take some questions. We have time. There is one nice poem. He has written only two things. One book called this Chaitanya Mangal, and the other thing Lochan Das Thakur wrote is like 8 or 9 poems. And Srila Prabhupada has done nice translation to the poems. And among that, there is only one poem, which is the Krishna's pastimes. I will read that for you. Vrajana bhaje jidana safala jivana tara Tara upama vedanahi simatri bhuvane nahi ara. That person who worships Vrajendra Nandan makes his life successful. In the three worlds, there is none equal to him. The Vedas cannot completely describe his glories. Emana madhava nabaje manava kaka namariya jabe. Se adhama prahariya yama raurave krimite kabe. Whoever fails to worship that Sri Madhava is taken to Yamaraj after death and put in the hell called Rurva Loka, where he is eaten alive by worms and insects. There is no one as sinful as him. Very heavy. Tara vara ara papi nahi chara samsara jagate maje kona kale taragati nahi ara miche brahmiche kaje. Since there is no greater sinner than the throughout the universe, he cannot be at any time but continues to wander, performing temporary materialistic activities that result in suffering. Sri Lochana Dasa Bhakatire Rasa हरि गुण कही लिखी हेन रास सारा मति नहीं जारा तारा मुखा नहीं देखी. श्री लोचन दास स्टेट्स, ओनली बाय माय डिजायर टू ऑब्टेन भक्ति आई एम एबल टू डिस्क्राइब श्री हरिदास हरिज क्वालिटीज. आई नेवर विश टू सी द फेस ऑफ दैट पर्सन हुज इंटेलिजेंस इज नॉट फिक्स्ड ऑन व्रजेंद्र नंदन. The very essence and embodiment of all rasa. So this is a interesting songs about Chaitanya Leela. There is another few more songs. Nitai Gunamani Prabhupada sings very nicely and nice purport. So very close relation Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association Lochan Das Thakur had, and he has given that to us. By associating with his books, we will get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, any questions? Kandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Lochan Das Thakur Disappearance Day Mahotsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.